Tonight's shiur is about, we just started Thursday night, St. Talamota Levrocha. And it's an unusual part of Shmon Esrei. We only have two parts of Shmon Esrei which rotate in and rotate out on a long-term basis. There's Mashiv HaRuach and B'Sein Tal. We have Yalav Yalav, comes for a day, but something that's half the year is there and half the year is not there. Only two things, Mashiv HaRuach and B'Sein Tal. Now, what exactly is the halachic parameter of the same time? Let me explain what I mean. A person davens mincha on Rosh Chodesh, and lo and behold, he forgets Yalav Yalav. Surprise of surprises. Now he remembers, it's Marav time. So what does he do? We would think simply, we would say, okay, he didn't daven, he wasn't Yotze Mincha. So Ralloch, if you don't daven Mincha, you daven Marav twice, Tashluma. That would be our simple approach. But life is not so simple. And this issue is a Machlekes of Tosfos in the Rift in Masechta Brochos, at the beginning of Perek Tfilas HaShachar. And one view is that you don't daven a second time. Marav, why? Because Marav is after Rosh Chodesh already. And we're not going to recite Yalav Yalav anyhow. So what's the point in davening again? I want to be Yalav Yalav. And the other sheet says, well, I wasn't Yotze Mincha. So what if I didn't say Yalav Yalav, but I wasn't Yotze Mincha? So classically, this is understood, this machloikus is understood in the following fashion. I think it traces back to Rab Chaim, this Havana. The question is, if I left out Yalav Yalav, so did I daven? That's a tefillah. It's a full-fledged tefillah. It's recognized and accepted in Shemayim. Except there's another thing that I have to do, and that is that I have to mention Yalav Yalav. I have to mention Rosh Chodesh. I didn't mention Rosh Chodesh, so I have to make a new tefillah solely for the sake of mentioning Rosh Chodesh in tefillah. Rosh Chodesh also has to be mentioned in tefillah. Or it derives that we should mention Me'ein each day, what it is. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, the Gemara says in Brochas. We see that perhaps most vividly in illustrated. If a person davened the entire weekday Shmon Esrei on Shabbos, it's a tefillah. Or it's a full-fledged tefillah. He would have to daven again because he didn't mention Shabbos. But the tefillah is a tefillah. That's why we have this very odd din on Shabbos, that if I start a brocha, I have to finish it. Just the first word, ato, I may not have to, but okay, but if I actually started the text of a brocha, I'm chayav to finish it. Because all the brochas of Shmon Esrei are relevant on Shabbos. A person davened the whole Shmon Esrei, it's a tefillah. No doubt that it's a tefillah. He didn't mention Shabbos, so daven again. He mentioned Shabbos someplace. But that's not because he didn't daven yet. I just haven't mentioned Shabbos. A different problem. So if we look at that's the deficiency. The deficiency is not that I didn't daven. I davened. But I just haven't mentioned Rosh Chodesh in the context of tefillah, which I'm obligated to do. Well, with Marav, I'm not going to mention Rosh Chodesh anyhow, so what's the point? Daven, I davened. Rosh Chodesh is not getting any mention here. Well, what's the point? So you don't daven again. If I look at it, that having left at the Yalav Yalav, so that's it. I wasn't Yotze Shmon Esrei at all. It's not a tefillah. I didn't have a tefillah, so I have to have another tefillah tonight. It has nothing to do with Yalav Yalav. I didn't daven mincha. A person skipped Rosh Chodesh mincha for whatever reason. There's an oinus. He didn't daven mincha on Rosh Chodesh. Of course he davened tashlum twice that night.
Makes it
not
for me that Rosh
Chodesh is brachos l'matola. Yeah, enochanami. So this is a basic question that we have when we talk about placing something in the tefillah, which category it goes into. Now, there's a very surprising Mogen Avraham. Simon Kufches. It's, you have to glean it from the Mogen Avraham. He doesn't spell it out black and white, but that was quite clear that that's the pshat in the Mogen Avraham. And I discussed it with Rabbi Yosef Zatzal. He also learned pshat in the Mogen Avraham like that. And I believe Rotzi Pesach Frank also learned pshat in the Mogen Avraham like that. Friday afternoon, I daven mincha. This week. At Marav, davening Marav, all of a sudden I realize, you know, I forgot about the same Talib Motor at mincha today. What do I do? Now, if I got to make a tashlumen, it's not going to have the same Talib Motor Lurocha. Well, to me, it was very poshut. That if you're not Yotzei Tefillah at all, it's a zero. And you have to daven Tashlumer. To me, that the Seichel HaYosher so dictates. But that's as far as our Seichel HaYosher goes. In the Mogen Avraham, it's Meduktik that this Shiloh, if you have to daven again, is dependent on the Shiloh Baruch Chodesh. Was incomprehensible to me in Lomdus how one could argue such a position. So I asked Rabbi Yosef Zatzal about it, and I remember what he said to me. He says, if anyone other than the Mogen Avraham would have said this, he says, we would have tossed it right out. He says, but a Mogen Avraham is a Mogen Avraham. You know, from our standpoint, it seems remote and far. But the Mogen Avraham equated it to. Someone to bring a riot to the Mogen Avraham. And the raya is that, let's say you say Baruch Aleinu, and you forgot Saint Talmud Motu Lebrach. So what do? You say it in Shema Aleinu. So it suggests that somehow, first of all, the Baruch Aleinu was a bracha. You don't have to go back and put it into that bracha. And it's also, it seems that Saint Tal is obviously not an integral part of the bracha, because you could just plug it into Shemaya Tefillah. That means it's not, if it was an integral part of some bracha, how could you just plug it in where you want? You should have to go back to Baruch Aleinu and put it in there. If I left out the central part of an earlier bracha, there's a whole shayla, there's a machlekes, the Torah, the Gro. If you just did all the chasimas in a brachas, brocha to Hashem chenen ados, brocha to Hashem aritzim v'tshuva, basically. Good, so you'd have to obviously do the same talamot al brocha somewhere. But basically, you did just did the chasimas, if you yetzi shmon esrei or not. It's a machlokes is the Torah and the Gro. One of the shitas is that there are principal parts of a brocha that you have to have. You can't just be yetzi with the chasima. What they are, it's not so easy to define. I'll call upon him. So you see from here that the same tal is not integral to a particular bracha, because otherwise I'd have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. So I got the chesima straight. It's a bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Hashanah. Hey, all I have to do, I gotta have to have the same tal as Esther. So I dumped it into Shamei Tefillah. So the fact that they didn't insist that you go back to Baruch Aleinu suggests that it's not integral to the bracha. But it's not muchroch. Why is it not muchroch? Because there's a prima godim that says, why is this that you can just dump it into Shema Aleinu? Why don't you have to go back? So he says, since it's not kavua the whole year, so that we're not so makbid where you put it in. Now, there was something which was really kavua, you'd have to put in where it belongs. But since half the year you don't say it anyhow, so it means the bracha would add the same tal as a bracha half the year. So it could be a bracha the other half the year too. I have to say, no, so you put it in the Shema Aleinu.
So
it means it doesn't tell me.
It's not equated to Askara, but it's still integral to the bracha.
it's...
I mean, it is entitled to a bracha. It's just that
you
put it wherever you want.
Yeah, exactly. But it's not askar. That's according to the Prima Gordon. Exactly. That's what the Prima Gordon could be.
But how could it be entitled to the bracha if you...
It doesn't have a fixed place. That's what they say. They didn't make it... Right. It has integral to Shimon Esrei, but they didn't make integral to Baruch Alenu, since you don't say it half the year anyhow. In other words, if you left it out entirely, according to the Prima Gordon, you didn't daven at all. But it says, but you have two places to put it in. They didn't make, it wasn't Mukhrach, which place it had to be. Well, they didn't give us a makeup place. That's the problem. There's a whole tumult. The Rishonim that told you can make it up too. We don't paskin like that. I think it's Rishalmi. Or it's not Opsak.
If not for the Prima Gordon, in Sfar we would equate it to like a Yalvia. It's Asfar.
I would listen. Maybe as this raya that I'm bringing, the fact that it floats is mashma someone that's a haskar. But as I say, it's a tremendous chiddush to learn it that way. So the Bogan Avram says that if you daven Friday afternoon, you left it out. So Shabbos and Friday night, you don't daven Shemoneh Esrei twice. One can't daven twice. It's an awesome, you know, chiddush of the Magen Avraham, of how to view Saint Talmud Lebruch, its interface into Shemoneh Esrei.
So it's like you didn't daven mincha then. It's
according to the Magen Avraham, on one side, it's like you daven mincha.
You daven mincha?
And you didn't say the same time.
You didn't say,
So now.
If you did, if this happened another day.
Then since it's tomorrow, you're going to say the same towel, so then you repeat for the benefit of doing the same towel.
It is considered that you daven mincha.
Yeah.
Why did I daven again?
Because there's another chiyuv. There's a chiyuv to mention to be mevakish for the towel. And you didn't, the motto. That's another chiyuv.
The only thing to do that is within the context.
You know, it has to be in the context of Shemoneh Esrei. That's
it.
Why daven mincha twice? Yeah. Ain't
so, the question is, on a weekday, if you miss it in Mincha, and you're going to make it up by Marav, is the first Shemoneh Esrei a good Shemoneh Esrei?
Yeah, it was a good Shemoneh Esrei.
But also, it's a different day.
I know, so Tashlumin is always like that. Tashlumin from Marav for Mincha is on another day.
You're not really
doing
Tashlumin for Mincha, you're
doing Tashlumin for Saint Talmud. Well, because at the Mincha Tefillah, you had to do the Saint Talmud, which you didn't do.
Your kavanah is tashlumen, or is it
nedava?
What is your
kavanah? No, it's a tashlumen. It's not a tashlumen. You're missing something. You're making up what you missed. You didn't do yet today.
Like the first one, like a nedava? Like
no, the first one was a tefillah. It's also a tefillah.
It was mincha.
Yeah.
Just not.
It's mincha. It's mincha light. You know. Oh. So. This is very surprising. This is a very surprising dinner. Now, there's another very surprising din. There's a lot of surprising dins with the same tal. I mean, it's... You see the oimek of Chazal. Chazal were against superficiality. Everything that they did was with oimek. Could be the most chomodik din deraisa, it could be what we would see as the slightest din derabbanan, but everything was with depth. They did not, nothing was superficial. That's why there's tremendous, tremendous lumdus in everything that we touch. That were people of tremendous depth, they didn't take anything lightly. We have the following. So we have that if I left out the same town, so I got a second shot in Shema Koleino. Well, good deal. What happens if you miss the second shot? Now I'm in the middle, I'm up to and I say, uh-oh, I blew it twice. So the seichel should be, if you ask me, what should you do? The seichel should be to go back to Shema Koleinu. And it can't be such a bad shot to behag paskins like that. So the balalochas gedolah. So, you know, we can't be that way. We're in left field. You know, the balalochas gedolah thinks that's the halacha, paskin like that. So the shaila is, why in the world don't we do? We are, our halacha is, if I started going further, I go back to Baruch Aleinu. For what reason do I do such a thing?
That's anywhere in the Shemoneh Esrei?
Anywhere.
After Moedim.
After once you started with Tse, you go back to Baruch Aleinu.
Even if you're middle of Sim Shalom, you don't finish the Baruch
Aleinu. No, you stop Shalom. Right there.
You just chop off the davening and start from Baruch Aleinu?
Yeah.
And when you say when someone missed the same time, does that obviously mean that the same Baruch Aleinu instead?
Yeah.
You gotta say something.
Yeah, I presume he said the same Baruch
Aleinu. It means he made a mistake.
Yeah.
Same Baruch
Aleinu. Yeah.
Why would you do either? According to the Svara, that's a good Shemoneh Esrei. Why don't you finish Shemoneh Esrei and start again? Because going back means that some, you can't say half a Shemoneh Esrei, and some of them are also about Tala. If you finish Shemoneh Esrei, at least according to the Shita, that Shemoneh Esrei is without Tala Matar, why don't you finish Shemoneh Esrei and do it again with Tala Matar?
Yeah, it could be they didn't want us to do such Kunzen, that they wanted us to, you know, in the main Shemoneh Esrei to do it. Whatever, it's an interesting question. I haven't thought about it. It's an interesting question. So now it comes out the following. So what do you have? So you're going to go back and do seven brachas again. Right? You're going to do Baruch Aleinu, Ka, Hashiva, Olam Hashina, Malat Tzadikim, Lirushalayim, and Es Tzamach. Do all of them again. So what are you doing seven extra brachas for? Just go back to Shema Aleinu and say you're saying Talamot Lebracha. If it was good the first time around, so why can't I back up into it also? Something's wrong now. Once I passed it, you can't go back. One way street.
What do you say in Shema Aleinu?
Normally before Kiyat HaShomayah, that's the place to say it.
And when you have to start again from Baruch Aleinu, you have to start from the beginning of Baruch
Aleinu? You start from the beginning of Baruch
Aleinu.
No.
And then you say all the brachas.
All the brachas. So why in the world? You have to have seven extra brachas. For what reason? Seven extra brachas. So if the reason that we need to know, why do we go back only to Shema Aleinu? Why don't we go back to Baruch Aleinu in the first place? I mean, if it seems if we got the Ritzei, so it looks like we're going back, is that's the right place to put it? So if it's the right place to put it, so I should go back before I got the Shema Aleinu too. So if the reason is because I shouldn't make a Brocha Levatola, that's why I don't go back, then I should go back to Shema Aleinu. Why get seven more? So there's an interesting Gemara. And I think that sheds light on this. This was one of the things that mystified me for years. Mamash, for years, it mystified me. You know, all the little terutzim that you want to give to it, they don't cut it. They don't come to anything. So I discovered a Gemara. And the Machlokes Rishonim shot in the Gemara, and it opened my eyes. I saw a new possibility. The Gemara's in Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis, and Masechta Brachos. The Mishnah says that if Moedim Moedim Mishaskin Aisa, basically, you know, they put the Chazan out of business. If he says Moedim Moedim, close them down. So it's not a roi to be the Chazan. It's Omer Abzeira, called Omer Shma Shma, Omer Moedim Moedim Dami. If you say Shma Shma, it's the same as saying Moedim twice. What's the problem? The problem with both of them is the same. Who is the double Hadotu? Who's the second Haidotu? So it looks like, you know, the guy's hedging his bets about who's in charge upstairs. So Shema Shema is the same thing. He has a double declaration in Malchus. Meisi. The Gemara asks the Kasha and Abzeira. A Kairi is Shema v'Koiflo, one that said Shema, and he repeats it. Hareza Maguna. It's abhorrent. Maguna hu dahavi, shtuki lo mishaskinale, but you don't kick him out. So what's this? How could it be? You just told me these two things are the same. It was there. Versus loikash, hodoma milsa milsa v'toni lo. He said part by part and he repeated it. Hodoma psuka psuka v'toni lo. So Rashi learns pshat, milsa milsa v'toni lo. If it's called teva v'teva, chayza v'shayna, he says, Shema, Shema, Yisrael, Yisrael. He says like that. That's the way he says Shema, Yisrael. So Rashi says, Maguna Havi. It's abhorrent. Why Shein said, Doima le Mekabal alof Shnei Malchi. That's not the way. If you wanted to give recognition to two Malchis, you wouldn't do it like that. Shema, Shema, Yisrael, Yisrael. Hello? This is a guy that's, you know, making fun, or he's just, you know, he's out of sorts. Omar Pasuk Shalem B'toni Levi said the whole Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's Derech Kabbalah Omar B'Shemayim. B'Shaskinele the Mechsek Shtei Rishuyos. If he has two deities that he's pledging allegiance to, so that's Rashi's Pshat of the Gemara. So if he does it word by word, so that's not the Derech. You don't to be Mekabel Omar B'Shemayim. It's like an incomplete sentence. Each word, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. So that's not the way to be Mekabel Olam HaRashba. That's Meguno. It's inappropriate to talk to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam like that. But to say a whole Pasuk, Shema Yisrael, that's Derech Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, that's out of, that's improper. So that is a Rabbeinu Yoina. Says the following. So the Rif is, learns the other way around from Rashi. Hanamile kedama milsa milsa betanya. Avad akori posik v'kriyashma v'kayif la'reza maguna. So he has the exact opposite of Rashi. The maguna is when you repeat the whole posik. So Menyana says, v'ocholoi mishmashmak oimer moidim moidim domi v'minu gmor. That's the way he learns. I guess he said the whole thing. It could be, you just want to say the whole thing again, but what did he say twice simultaneously? Rabbeinu Tzorfas on the Fosh. Then he brings the Rabbeinu Tzorfas, Rabbeinu Yehuda. Behepach. Shem Oma Kol HaPosik V'Kayif Loi. If he said the whole Shema Yisrael, and you repeat it, it's Meshask, you know, then you mashtik it. Av G'shom Amila Achas Bovar V'Kayif Loi. And then he goes over again, Ein Meshask, you know, why? T'doni K'mish Lo Kiv in T'chilo. It looks like he didn't have Kavon in the first place, so that's why he's going back. And that's Maguna. But it's not Bishaskin, I say. It's not Derech Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. So, the Rabbanit Tzorfas learned Pshat on the Gemara, that the problem is, when you go back, that's Maguna. And you're acting like if you didn't have Kavona, or you seem not to have had Kavona, so that's inappropriate. You're talking to the Rabbanit Shalala. What do you do? So, in our case, if a person left out so he was not mechavan to the tefillah properly. It's a fact. So now he's going to go back. That's maguna. It's like putting on display that I wasn't mechavan properly by the davening. I'm not careful enough by the davening. So we said better to do that. Don't act maguna. Go straight. When you get to Shema Kolenu, you put it in there. So that'll be you didn't go. You didn't turn back. That's derech kovet for the Rebbeinu Shalom. But once you pay Mamela, once you pass Shema Kolenu, so anyhow you're going back. So what you're doing is Maguna anyhow. So that we can't avoid anymore. So Elamai, so where does it belong? It really belongs in Baruch Kolenu. That's where it belongs. So it wasn't because of Baruch Levatola to be told you, because we didn't want you to do something that's Maguna. So good, if you blew that, now you're going to do something that's Maguna now? Then if that's the case already, so do it right. At least that much. So we go back to Baruch Aleinu. So that's the way I understand what this should do, what the halach is, why we don't hold like the Bahag. As I said, Lulay Zeh, I struggled mightily for many, many years to understand what this was about. And this Ravena Yaina and the Rabbanit Tzorfas gave me a new window into Asugya. So this is another very interesting aspect. The fact that we don't paskin like the Bahag, and we go back to Baruch Aleinu once we started with say, as I say, it's a tremendous chiddush, and I believe with this is Muzbar Day Muzbar, why we do such a thing. Yes?
Is the Rav implying that if I've said Baruch Atah Hashem, Shemei Tefillah, I could just say the words now?
Yes, yes, he could. Yes.
And what would the words be?
Saint Talamot Levracha, that's all.
Yeah.
That's in general, there's a whole thing. The Shulchan Aruch holds that if you left out something that is ma'akiv, that even if you finish the bracha, you can add it right after you finish the bracha. The Chofetz Chaim is not so pleased with the idea. So the Chofetz Chaim, for example, according to the Mechaber, which come out, you say, Baruch HaTov HaShem HaVorach HaShonim. So you could say, V'Sein Talamot L'Vrocha right there. The Chofetz Chaim is not prefers that you don't do that. He would be happier that you do it in Shmak Aleinu. So it should be in the midst of a bracha. It shouldn't be sort of dangling in the middle of nowhere. So the Chofetz Chaim says, if you can't help yourself, so you do follow the Shulchan Aruch. But if you could help yourself, then he gives other eitzes when you can, other ways, even some big chidushim that he has. He has an idea, if you said Baruch HaTov HaShem, rather than finish, and say it after he finished the Baruch, you should say Lamdeni Chukecha, which is a very controversial chidush. Many the other did not buy into this. It doesn't belong in Shemar Esra. What are you putting it in here for? But the Chofetz Chaim preferred doing that to dumping it in between. In other words, let's say you came, you didn't say Masha Baruch, and you got up to Menemar Atolach Yisma'isim, Baruch HaTov HaShem. So the Shulchan Aruch would tell you, say Mechayah Meisim, Masha Baruch HaMarad HaGeshem. The Chofetz Chaim says, no, you should say Lamdei Nichukech, then Masha Baruch, and then Baruch HaTov HaShem, Mechayah Meisim.
So when you finish Makolenu, is that you finish your bakashas?
Yeah, well, I don't...
Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not... No, that has nothing to do with Shmakolenu.
I mean, where's the fine line?
What's your question, Elliot?
You want to say the same Talmud Mata Levracha?
You can now, according...
You're too late.
According, no. As long as you didn't start with say, you can still dump it in.
Okay, once you start with say, no.
That's it, finally. You started, then you went further already. So, that's the cutoff. Once you go on to the next bracha, we have the same thing that by benching, if you left out with say, so, and you said, Benibarachim of Yerushalayim Amen, so then there's a bracha that you could say, and you don't have to go back. But once you start the next bracha, there's a shtikul machloikas, the chayodim, and the chobetz chaim, what exactly the start of the next bracha is. But once you started the next bracha, that's it. Then it's all the way back to go. You start benching again.
And something that has to do with maguna, right?
That maguna is not ma'akir. Maguna is just not what you're supposed to be doing. But, you know.
Why does benching have a separate bracha? Why can't you say it right at the end of the bracha?
Chveisnish, I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know the answer to it. Don't know. But I've never was ma'ayin in that sugi yet. Oh. Now. One Now, we have the problem of when we're supposed to say the same Talamot L'Vrocha or not. We don't, as we went through this a little while ago, we don't really have a clear understanding of why we do what we do. And this is already a kasha that the Rosh asked. And the Rosh writes that Chachmei Torah did not agree with him. We don't know why. I wish we knew what exactly, why they didn't agree with him. But it is about 8 centuries since then, and no one's figured out yet why not to see it the way the Rosh said. The halacha ought to be, in his estimation, that whatever you need in your medina, not in your little town, but in your part of the world, whatever you need, that's what you should be mispalo for. So the Aruch HaShulchan even says there's a very hard time, just you can't understand it. He says in Russia, rain was not needed in the wintertime. They didn't have winter wheat in Russia. So they didn't need rain in the wintertime. Because the place was covered with snow, nothing grew, you know. He says, summer wheat was what they were all about. He says, we need rain in the summer in Russia. So if you ask me, it ought to be punkt verkehrt, you know, in the wintertime if you left out the same tile. So the road, so you should be fine. And in the summer, you, if you put it in, or certainly you should say it even the same tile. That's what we're all about, the summer wheat. We don't have winter wheat in Russia. So he says, this halacha always confused him. He says he heard that one of the Gedolim of the Dor earlier than him did not want to paskin shaylus in this. He says, I don't paskin shaylus in this halacha either. He says, I just can't figure it out. I don't know what it's about. So this is what the Rosh asked. Why do we have to, till Pesach we do, after Pesach we don't, start in December? Well, just to figure out that each country when, according to the agronomist, rain is a good thing to have, and that's what we should be responsible for. That was basically the Rosh's idea. But the Masuris of Halacha did not follow the Rosh. The Masuris of Halacha was what we do. We go from December until Pesach, we say the same tal, and then the rest of the year we don't say it. And that's it. Why we don't say it? We're not sure ourselves why we don't say it. It was Minig Bava, as the Rosh says. Minig Bava wasn't a halacha. Minig Bava was Minig Bava because that was the weather in Bava. If you lay astride the great river deltas of Iraq, of the next to the Tigris and the Euphrates rivers, two of the greatest river basins in the world, then you wouldn't worry too much about rain most of the year. You have so much every time it rains somewhere in the Middle East, the water winds up by you. So it's not a halacha. The reason that they were mispalo not right after Sukkot is because there was no need for rain. The river supplied all the irrigation that they needed, you know, early on. So there wasn't an issue. Later on, they needed to have rain also. But for the early part of the growing season, the rivers provided enough water for them. So the Shulchan Aruch writes the following. He says, suppose that you need rain in your country at a certain time of the year. And you made a mistake, and you said it was Saint Talamot Levrocha at that time of the year. So the Shulchan Aruch says that you're not obligated to daven again. Not at all. It's not at all. If you want, you could daven, you know, with a try, maybe with a try of the dover, if you want. But you're not mechuyev to do such a thing. Because principally, in Svara, the Rosh is right. The only reason we don't follow the Rosh is because the Masoros is not like that. But other than that, what should we do? The Seichel would dictate we should follow the Rosh. So the Chofetz Chaim is a Shiloh. These pashtas in the Shulchan Aruch suggests itself that it has nothing to do with Atziras Kishonah or drought. It's if rain is good in this country at this time, and you said it. It's Pashtis, I think, of the Shulchan Aruch and Pashtis of the Rosh. But the Chofetz Chaim is not so sure. The Chofetz Chaim says maybe it doesn't mean just that rain is good, but maybe it means that there's a drought in your country too. And then you said it, but if there wasn't a drought, it's just the normal need for rain. So maybe the Shulchan Aruch would say you have to go back. And he wants to say, claim that it's a machlokes of the achronim, the Chofetz Chaim, and how to learn. He says the mashmos and the chayovnim and some others is that it's a din in drought. He says that the Shulchan Aruch is clearly to me not mashma that way, and the Chuba's a rosh, and the Chofetz Chaim himself admits, I believe, is not mashma like that. You know, we don't say the same talamot of Levrocha as a response to drought. It's a recognition of the ongoing needs that we have before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we say B'Sein Talamot Levrocha. It's not a tefillah b'shas, b'shnei b'shnas, but terrorists that we have, oh, we'll take out a special tefillah for now, B'Sein Talamot Levrocha. No. Every year we say B'Sein Talamot Levrocha because it's part of the tefillahs that we need for an essential need that we have, or a marker that need comes from the Rabbi Rishalem, so we mispalo. So to me, what the Shulchan Aruch is saying, I don't know what Shnei Bat Shnas Batzeris has to do with it. But that's just a great.
That it's not a sin in a klala.
What?
A whole reason you have to repeat Shema Yisrael is it's a sin and chol. Yeah. So even if it's not about Tzoras,
it's certainly not. So yeah. So as I say, I have a hard time putting my arms around it. So I looked in the Aruch HaShulchan. I thought maybe the Aruch HaShulchan would. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, in general, I mean, he thinks the Rosh is right, that he doesn't understand what we're doing altogether. So he says, I just can't paskin the Shaila, he says. I heard there was all them Godel before me that didn't want to paskin on this Shaila. He says, I never paskin anywhere on this Shaila. I just, you know, I get rid of it. But, so that's what the Chofetz Chaim suggests. Which, you know, what happened, I had this ma'aseh last week. Someone just started with Saint Talmud Lebroch, I think a day early, whatever. You know. They jumped the gun. So principally they yaitse. It's nice, I guess, if you did it, you know, if you could do it within the Dova too, according to the Chofetz Chaim, then certainly the holiday is it's fine, you know. But this is also, as I said, we're dealing in an area of halacha. There's so many strange things about this. We just, they say we have a handle on it. We understand. We don't, every place we turn with this halacha is something else that's peculiar. It just doesn't, you know, fit. Now, the general halacha saw that if I finish Monesrei, and I don't know if I said Vesein Tal, so for the first 30 days, we assume that I didn't say Vesein Tal. If 30 days in, then we assume that I probably did say it, and we don't go back. Then there's what happens if I started, when I started Shemon Esrei, I knew I'm supposed to say Vesein Tal. And then later on, I don't know what I did. So there's a couple of different views. There's like three different ways to look at this thing. From me, from what I understood for the Chofetz Chaim, the way I understood it, is if you're a while after Shemon Esrei, and then you don't remember, then you don't daven again. I saw someone quoted, I didn't see it in the Sefer itself, but I saw quoted in the name of Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita, that he held if once he got to the end of Shemon Esrei, you know, did he end Shemon Esrei already, and you don't remember what you did, you assume you did it right. But that did not seem to, as I said, did not have that ration from the Chofetz Chaim. And the Aruch HaShulchan in general has another stance which is important to integrate into all of this. And he says a person has to just have his own wits about him. You know, you sometimes you just sense what you did. You know, you don't know 1,000%, but you're 80% or 70% sure of what you did. He says you should be simcha on that, not daven again for that reason. You know, if you have such a sense of what you did. So, this is
the 30 days is only.
The 30 days is not. Listen, I know I started Shemon Esrei, I know I finished Shemon Esrei. Don't ask me about anything that happened in the middle, you know?
How does the Rosh Hashanah impact the other two? You're just saying that if you're. And the whole time, the whole 30th century, you should die?
I don't know, I don't know. They don't talk about it. It's a very sensible, logical proposition, what the Rosh Hashanah says. I did not see others, you know, address the issue head on as he did. But, you know, I like the formulation.
What if you're just about to start very holy and you say, okay, I'm going to get it right this time, and then you go through it like, I'm not sure what I did.
So, then Shmack Aleinu, put it in. That's
and
all.
Then you forget again by then.
So, then you're fried. Then you go back to Baruch Aleinu. Oh. And there is an Eitzo that they bring, you know, you could say as Komenes who also the Torah of Saint Talamot and Levrocha, you do that 90 times. If you do that 90 times, so then you don't have to go back. This comes really from a Gemara. There's a Rabbeinu Peretz that they quote. The Torah quotes a Rabbeinu Peretz. The Gemara brings a Machlekes about Shor HaMu'ud, at the very beginning of Cheskes HaBatim, or quotes that has the Gemara. So there it mentions that if Onodak Ishor Nagachu Mitmol Shulshon, which seemed to be that he became a Mu'ud in 3 days. In other words, he gored today, and he gored yesterday, and he gored the day before. So Rav Meir says, Richek Nivigichosov is a muot of kirev negichos of lokoshik. And if he did it 3 times in 3 days, we consider it habitual. So if he does it 3 times in 1 day, it's certainly fine. Okay. I don't want to go into the Gemara. The Gemara is a difficult Gemara to understand exactly what that means. I mean, it goes into all types of yeshivish terrorists. Is what is mu'ad? Mu'ad is shows what the nature of this animal is. And in other words, this is a wild animal on lookout for him. Or is it developmental? That, you know, when you get into certain habits, if you keep reinforcing them, they become part of you. So it depends. If you learn that it's to show what's within you, so the fact that you did it one day, l'chora would not prove anything. It was out of sorts today. You know, the guy's a nice guy, and today he was in a nasty mood, so he was nasty the whole day, you know? Come the rest of his life, he's the nicest guy in the world. But if you're talking about reinforcing a negative behavior and becoming part of you, so the closer you have the reinforcements, the stronger the reinforcement. So, I mean, there's whole shayla that's had to learn. Al Kapana Rabbeinu Peretz says that based on this, of Kirv Nigichos of Lakol Shekain, so he wants to learn that if you've been 30 days, it's good. So if you did it in one day, it's Alachas Kama Vakama, it's good. So according to the Mara, we're talking about the reinforcing the behavior. So in Svara, it happens to follow. And then one of the kashas they ask is that we don't paskin like that, we paskin like the Rabbonos. They say in Svara, Rabbeinu is right, but that's just Xeris HaKosov that you need 3 days. But in Svara, Rabbeinu is right. Al Kaponim, so we do have this out. In other words, if a person has a little bit some patience, he says, Komenei Svara, Salatayu, Saint Talamadu Levrocha, you do it 90 times, then you're free from having to worry if you did it or you didn't do it. So Elliot's going to lead a cheering squad right after Marv. He's excited about this one. You know, he has to bring the gunim already for it, you know. So this is one of the outs that we have with the same town. Now there's a mile this time of the year from the summer time of the year. Let me explain to you. In other words, the type of mistake we could make in the summer of putting in Vesaintal and the type of mistake that we might make at this time of the year leaving out Vesaintal are two different types of halachas. An error of omission, I didn't say Vesaintal. So I said, Nevorech Shnosinu Kashonim HaTayvus, I could say Vesaintal Amadu Levrocha, Baruch HaTor Hashem, Baruch HaShonim. I just have to make an addition. I'll make an addition. Any verse in the Baruch, I don't even have to go back. I can make the addition wherever I remember, in between the phrases. That's for an error of omission. An error of commission is a different story. I get up in the summertime, and I got to know who they were saying, Talamot Levrocho, Albanei Adomam. What do I do now? So if I go back and say, Saint Brocho, Albanei Adomam, I'm not even Yetzi B'dievet. Why? Because in effect, I have to sort of uproot the fact that I said, Saint Talamot Levrocho. So that demands that at least I go back to the phrase before, or maybe even preferably to the beginning of the bracha. But I can't just keep go back and fix it. We have the same halacha, so by mashav ruach. If you said mashav ruach in the summertime, let's say you're an eretz yisrael, it's not enough to go back and say ma'arid atom, chalchaim b'chesed. You won't be yitze. You have to start from at least b'chaim esim ato rav lo shiyon, preferably from ato gibor lo oilam Hashem, and then go straight and leave it out. The Vilna Goyim has a different view. Because the Vilna Goyim says any mistake in the first three, then you can't go back in the first three. There's no going back. The only going back in the first three is back to go. So the Vilna Goyim paskins, if you said mashav ruach, you're fried. You have to start Shmoneh Esrei again. We don't paskin like the Vilna Goyim. The other Achronim say you can go back to the beginning of Ata Gibor. It's only after you finish the first three that you have to go back all the way to the beginning. But within them, if you didn't, if you didn't finish the bracha yet, within the bracha you can still correct it. Only after you finish the bracha you can't correct it. And the Vilna Goyim says once you made a mistake, there's no going back. Chazal Rosh, start again from the beginning. So he said, Mashav Ruach, Marla Geshem, according to the grow in the wintertime. So then, since it's in the first three brochas, you have to go back and start Shemoneh Esrei again. But again, we don't pass them like the Vilna Goyim. I mean, if we said Mashav Ruach, I mean in the summertime. So according to the grow, you'd have to go back to start Shemoneh Esrei again, and we don't pass them like that. We say it's enough. If you're still within the broch, you didn't finish Mechayim Esim yet, you can still go back to Ata Gibor and fix the problem.
whatever you said, Mashi Baruch, and then you said Mori Gatal.
That's fine. That's not a, okay. Problem. Yes.
In other words, you,
there's no problem mentioning Ruach in the Sevatah. Yes, there was the problem. Tal is not a problem.
In this time of year, if you say the same bracha, you could afterwards say the same time of the bracha?
Yeah.
Even not what they did, just
within the bracha itself, yeah.
Anywhere, right?
Anywhere is in the bracha. You don't have to go back. Because he didn't say the problem when you say the same tal is negative in the summer. Well, you don't need rain, it's a negative. The same bracha, I didn't say anything negative. I just didn't say all the positive that I should say. So I don't have to erase anything, I just have to add. So that's an essential difference. An essential difference between the same bracha and the same tal.
If a person wants to do the 90 times to acclimate himself, is he allowed to do that in a place that you're not allowed to daven? There's a bumper to nafos, you're not really daven.
I don't know, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it in the Mokum Tinoifas. This can cover a tefillah. Now, I wanted to add one more thing here. One second, just let me remember. I guess I got distracted. Oh, I told you there are. There are views that you can, if you left that Mashal Ruach, you could also make it up later on. But we don't paskin like that. Why don't we paskin like that? We don't paskin like that because Mashal Ruach is a shevach, it's praise. And the brachas later are bakoshes. So we can't just throw it into Shema Kaleinu. It doesn't fit there. Bakoshes, the same talamot l'ruach is a bakosh. I'm asking the Rabbeinu Shalom for something. Shmakalainu was it's a general statement of bakosha. So I can put anything I want into it. It's a catch-all. But a hidah, praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't belong there. That's why we halacha hold that if I didn't do Mashal Ruach, I can't make it up later in Shmakalainu. I can only make up the same talamot l'ruach. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, just a few thoughts on the same tal.
It's not that I think we do it as a praise and not as a...